Good morning. Welcome to Young Life Church of LA with Bible Time. Let's start with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing each and every one of us here today to worship you and listen to the Word of God. Lord, as we learn Ezekiel chapter 37, please forgive all our sins with the blood of Jesus and fill us up with your Holy Spirit so we may have the wisdom from you to understand your Word, remember your Word, and obey your Word. Lord God, please come and touch us and heal us and be glorified through us. Lord, we love you and we thank you. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's open up to the book of Ezekiel chapter 37. I'm reading from the HCSB version. Ezekiel chapter 37 is on page 803 in my Bible. So if you found your Bible, let's read together. The hand of the Lord was on me, and he brought me out by his Spirit and set me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones. He led me all around them. There were a great many of them on the surface of the valley, and they were very dry. Then he said to me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" I replied, "Lord God, only you know." He said to me, "Prophesy concerning these bones and say to them, 'Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Lord God says to these bones. I will cause breath to enter you, and you will live. I will put tendons on you, make flesh grow on you, and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you so that you come to life. Then you will know that I am Yahweh." So I prophesied as I had been commanded. While I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together bone to bone. As I looked, tendons appeared in them, flesh grew, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. He said to me, "Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man. Say to it, 'This is what the Lord God says. Breath, come from the four winds and breathe into these slain, so that they may live.' So I prophesied as he commanded me. The breath entered them, and they came to life and stood on their feet, a vast army. Then he said to me, "Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Look how they say, 'Our bones are dried up, and our hope has perished. We are cut off.' Therefore, prophesy and say to them, 'This is what the Lord God says. I am going to open your graves and bring you up from them, my people, and lead you into the land of Israel. You will know that I am Yahweh, my people, when I open your graves and bring you up from them. I will put my Spirit in you, and you will live, and I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I am Yahweh. I have spoken, and I will do it. This is the declaration of the Lord." The word of the Lord came to me, "Son of man, take a single stick and write on it, 'Belonging to Judah,' and the Israelites associated with him. Then take another stick and write on it, 'Belonging to Joseph,' the stick of Ephraim, and all the house of Israel associated with him. Then join them together into a single stick, so that they become one in my hand. When your people ask you, 'Won't you explain to us what you mean by these things?' Tell them, 'This is what the Lord God says. I am going to take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel associated with him, and put them together with the stick of Judah. I will make them into a single stick so that they become one in my hand. When the sticks you have written on are in your hand and in full view of the people, tell them, 'This is what the Lord God says. I am going to take the Israelites out of the nation where they have gone. I will gather them from all around and bring them into their own land. I will make them one nation in the land on the mountains of the Israel, and one king will rule over all of that. There will no longer be two nations and will no longer be divided into two kingdoms. They will not defile themselves anymore with their idols, their detestable things, and all their transgressions. I will save them from all their apostasies by which they sinned, and I will cleanse them. Then they will be my people, and I will be their God. My servant David will be king over them, and there will be one shepherd for all of them. They will follow my ordinances and keep my statutes and obey them. They will live in the land that I gave to them, servant Jacob, where your father lived. They will live in it forever with their children and grandchildren, and my servant David will be their prince forever. I will make a covenant of peace with them. It will be an everlasting covenant with them. I will establish and multiply them and will set my sanctuary among them forever. My dwelling place will be with them. I will be their God and they'll be my people. When my sanctuary is among them forever, the nations will know that I, Yahweh, sanctify Israel. Amen. Today's scripture is from the book of Ezekiel chapter 37. Ezekiel was a prophet during the time that Jerusalem and the temple were destroyed. He and thousands of other Jews were taken as prisoners to Babylon when Nebuchadnezzar seized the city. But captivity did not stop Ezekiel from prophesying. He continued to teach those who had been taken captive with him. While in Babylon, God gave Ezekiel a vision of dry bones, which grew flesh and came back to life. God said his people were like those dried bones, without hope. But he will breathe new life into them. He will bring them back home, and he would once more live among his people. The book of Ezekiel explains why God left the temple and why his people were defeated. As we have learned, Israelites were sent to captives and Jerusalem fell due to their sins. So Ezekiel chapter 37 shows two titles. The first section's title is The Valley of Dry Bones, and the second section title is The Reunification of Israel. God's people, both Israel and Judah, had been attacked by their enemies and scattered from their land, but the Lord had a plan to save his people. So these two visions, one with dry bones and another with stakes, God had a plan. The visions give hope. God promised to fill his people with a new heart and a new spirit so that they can be faithful to him. God showed Ezekiel God's plan to bring the Israelites back to their land and give them new life. God is holy. He left the temple because he could not live among sinful people. God had a plan for people who sin, just like me and you. That is why we must confess our sins and be cleansed, children. Let's pray daily and tell Jesus our sins and ask for forgiveness. I am so thankful that Jesus always loves us and forgives us. In the New Testament, God sent Jesus to take away the people's sins so that they could be holy. Jesus has the power to forgive us and give us eternal life. Children, please remember that God punished the sins of his people, but he did not stop loving them. He promised to save those who turn to him, just as he promised to save us if we turn to Jesus. And he calls us that he will be our God, and he said we will be his people. But not only that, we are his sons and daughters. Everyone, let's pray at this time. Heavenly Father, thank you for teaching us that your Spirit can renew even the dry bones. Please forgive us and speak to us. Fill us with your Holy Spirit and let the dry bones rise up like an army. And Lord, speak to us and raise us up. Let us stand up for you. Lord, please help us to trust you and have hope in you. Thank you for always loving us and taking good care of us. Lord, please help us to trust in you, in your love, and follow you. And help us to share your truth and love to our family and friends. We love you and we thank you. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.